Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We are in Mr. Rogers' neighborhood today. Thinking about the wisdom of Mr. Rogers. I don't know if you saw him on PBS for years, since the 60s.
Because there's a new movie, right?
Yes, a documentary called Won't You Be My Neighbor. And so make sure you get a chance to go see that. It's the biggest gross, 13th largest grossing in the history of the world.
Wow, that's great.
20 million in 52 days. So it's just beginning. Once it gets out there, no telling how far it's going to go. If you want to feel good, if you want to like that love and compassion, and that's just an amazing thing. Well, the reason why Mr. Rogers was able to do this, he actually takes every morning and spends at least 2 hours with the Lord, abiding in a place of meditation and silence. And we always talk about that. This man's impacted the world, but he did it because he spent time abiding with Jesus Christ in the morning. And we're going to talk to you about that. You're going to be able to learn how to do that yourself. But first, let's hear, as Charlie Rhodes is asking, like, how did you do this? What do you do? How do you start your day? I got a question for you. How do you start your day? Let's see how Mr. Rogers started his day, how he impacted the world, but how every day was started. Check it out.
I get up every morning at least by 5, have a couple hours of quiet time, reflect about what it is that is important.
Before you get on with the business of the day.
Before I go swimming. And then the business of the day. But what do you think we can do, those of us who are purveyors of this television medium, what can we do to encourage people to have more quiet in their lives, to more silence? Real revelation comes through silence.
Real revelation comes through silence. Are you able to be quiet? Are you able to be still, or do you got to pick up your phone every 5 seconds and tap on your little Facebook thing, or turn on some music, can you be silent? Listen, the most powerful thing that you can do is be silent before the Lord. Be still and know that I'm God.
Right.
And what he's doing is he's abiding with the Lord. We talk about that all the time, but look at what Jesus said. Jesus actually said this in John 15:5. He says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me, like Mr. Rogers does, in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit, but apart from me, you can do nothing. You think about that. And so how did Mr. Rogers change the world? How did he bear this kind of fruit to change the world? He did it because he abided with the Lord. Yeah. And that's how we do what we're doing. There's no way.
It's the most important thing about you is what you do first thing. Yeah. And if you want to have a good quality time with the Lord in the morning, I have often found out myself that it starts with a good quality night. I mean, you got to set the night, you know, at a good time so that you can give God your first priority in the morning.
Yeah.
But it's amazing what happens when you dedicate the first part of your day, the first words, first thoughts, first everything to God.
Yeah, and it's important too. Everybody that's involved in the crew at VFN TV, VFN KB, we all abide. Every one of us abide. That's how we're able to do it. We harmonize because we first align ourselves with God and his kingdom.
That's right.
And hear what he says. And it's a beautiful thing. I mean, imagine if the whole church is abiding. A lot of people want to abide, John.
Yeah.
But they don't have a plan to do it. They don't have a plan to do it. Well, guess what? We have a simple plan for you. It's totally free. We'll send it to you immediately. All you have to do is go to iabide.org. That's iabide.org. You sign up for that. It'll be sent to you right away. Not only that, you get a chance to connect even with the VFNKB movement, the things that are going on. But the biggest thing is get that abiding plan. It'll come to you. You'll walk through. I'll help you walk through an abiding plan. It'll change your life. I'm telling you, you were designed and created to be in the presence of God, to abide with him. He's got secrets he wants to share with you. He talks about in Proverbs chapter 1. He wants you to be fruitful in your life, fruitful in your work, fruitful in your relationship, fruitful maybe like Mr. Rogers. Maybe he has a television show in your mind for you, but you got to spend time with him.
That's right.
That's where he told us to start VFN TV, was in an abiding time with him.
Right.
And we didn't know anything about it, but he said, do it. And we began to do what we didn't know to do by faith. And immediately God touched somebody's heart outside of us and sent us the finances to launch VFN TV. And it's been 5.5 years, but it came through abiding. Mr. Rogers' neighborhood came through abiding. So make sure you go to iabide.org and request your simple abiding plan together. And think about it. You'll be abiding with the Lord. I'll be abiding with the Lord. John will be abiding with the Lord. The crew that works here will be abiding with the Lord. We'll all be together in harmony, hearing what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has to say as we're honoring our Father God. Is that awesome?
Beautiful.
Oh, it's just iabide.org.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.